From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Over the weekend, Utah started to lift restrictions on social distancing, and some bars and restaurants opened their doors for the first time in over a month. KUER's John Reed went to downtown Salt Lake to see what the experience was like.
The crowds certainly weren't out in full force, but Salt Lake City's Main Street did see signs of life this weekend. Around 7 p.m. on Saturday, 50 or so people were walking around or eating on outdoor patios. Berkeley and Heather Day from Salt Lake were eating at Spitz, a Mediterranean street food restaurant. They said the experience felt pretty normal, other than the limited seating and staff wearing face masks.
I think at this point we're pretty done with the COVID.
Yeah.
We still try to social distance, you know, avoiding crowds, but
I'm more worried about the economy and people that have lost jobs, and I think it's time to start get going with things again.
Elliot Thorne, general manager of London Bell, says the turnout was better than expected. But since the restaurant used to rely on turning into a dance club for much of its income, moving forward, things will be tough.
That is absolutely not sustainable. No way.
He says he's hoping that the phased approach to reopening will get things back to normal soon. John Reed, KUER News.
Identifying high-risk employees and screening all of them are some of the guidelines released by the Utah Labor Commission as people return to work. On Friday, with those restrictions on some non-essential businesses lifted, the commission says employers should take extra precautions to protect those who are at high risk, like people over the age of 65 or with underlying conditions. Utah surpassed more than 5,000 cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. That's according to the latest numbers released by the Department of Health. The state also saw four more deaths, bringing the total to 50. Three of the four were over the age of 60. The state's seven-day average rate of increase is under 5%, which the health department says indicates Utahns' efforts are working to flatten the curve. Many oil and gas companies with Mountain West operations will now be eligible for federal loans following requests by industry groups. The money will come through the CARES Act, the Federal Economic Relief Package. Energy market analyst Phil Flynn says it's a step to keep struggling companies afloat.
In the short term, it is a band-aid to try to save a few companies and get them through the next couple of weeks, but it's going to take a lot more to revitalize the U.S. Energy Department.
Flynn believes larger proposals are in the works. This month, 41 Democratic senators and congresspeople spoke against helping the fossil fuel industry. The relief package is supposed to be for companies that had a good financial record before the pandemic, but Democrats say many of these businesses had significant pre-existing debt. Banjo, the surveillance technology company whose $21 million contract with the state of Utah was suspended over its founder's past associations with white supremacists, also had a contract with Intermountain Healthcare to track coronavirus patient data. This appears to be the first case of the Park City-based tech company selling data it collected through government agencies to an outside organization. The agreement reached last month and later suspended called for IHC to pay $60,000 for equipment that carried a Banjo computer platform that monitored government surveillance. Salt Lake City is replacing its 14-year-old flag design with a contest for a new concept. Anyone can submit ideas until June 30th. City leaders are encouraging people to consider color, symbolism, and the character of Salt Lake's community in their design. A panel including flag expert Ted Kay and Indigenous community advocate Samantha Eldridge, along with elected officials, will review the submissions. Then the public will rate the finalists, and the mayor and city council will decide who wins. The winner gets a $3,000 prize. The new flag adoption is scheduled for September 15th. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.